The national chairman of the PNC, Bernard Mona, has described the Supreme Court's ruling on the voters' register as strange. He said it raises issues about the validity of the election of John Mahama as president in 2012.
Naturally, the Supreme Court has given its ruling, and we are enjoined to abide the pronouncement of the Supreme Court. We should respect the decision of the Supreme Court. As a party and as a person, we have asked our lawyers to study the judgment so that we'll be able to apprise ourselves adequately on the decision and its implications for our democracy. But let me say that even as our lawyers are working on to get us the full judgment so that we can study it and they will advise us, it must be said that the decision is a bit strange. It's strange because if what I'm picking up is at least what the Supreme Court has said, that they should delete the names of all those who registered with the National Health Insurance Card in the 2012 elections from the register. What it means is that the 2012 register is a fraud. What it means is that the elections that were conducted in 2012 will be said to be fraudulent. And therefore, the outcome is fraudulent. It means legitimacy for the outcome of that election is in contention. With this ruling, it may open the floodgates for somebody to go and say that President Mahama only was head of government but was not president. And that could create serious political ramifications for us. As we stand, I am not sure the Electoral Commission have a database of all those who use their national health insurance cards. And if they have, and they delete them, can't those individuals go to court and say that they offended no laws of this country? The Electoral Commission established rules of engagement, which meant that if you had national health insurance, you could come and register. They use that and register. And you come and make a decision retroactively, saying that despite that there was a law in existence, you have invalidated the law today, and therefore actions that took place yesterday should be affected by that law. So I think that it is a bit dangerous.
Mr. Mona also raised issues with judges relying on submissions he made in his application for joinder, which the court refused.
We applied for joinder in this matter. The Supreme Court, in its wisdom, decided that the joinder application was unmeritorious. We acceded to the decision of the Supreme Court, only for me to hear that they made copious references to the joinder application in coming out with this decision. If we were not competent to be joined to this case, how competent is the Supreme Court in making reference to the joinder application and the writs and then treatment of claims that we made? Why should they do that? If we're in an academic cycle, you could call it plagiarism. But this is the Supreme Court, and I don't know what the law says about such.